Well, welcome to the first episode of Providence Coffee Talk. Pastor Charles here, and I'm excited because this is something I've been trying to do for a while to just help us as a church better engage and communicate with one another, but really just as a time to have where we can spend some time talking a little bit more about our church, a little bit more about maybe even Sunday mornings or just things going on in life. And as a way for you to have something to kind of help you maybe start your week or finish your week or wherever you pick this up. For many of you that drive to work, this is a great way for you to kind of stay engaged a little bit, hear something a little bit different, and hopefully it encourages you and helps you grow a little bit deeper in your relationship and just thought-provoking challenges. And so I love this format because it's a little bit different than what you would normally get in a Bible study or on Sunday mornings, maybe even something a little bit different than what you would get in your Sunday school class. And so this is just a chance for us to come together and talk about the things that God is doing, but also just talk about the things that that we feel are just relevant and important to us. And so I'm excited about this first episode. It's going to be fun. There's going to be moments where it's kind of quirky. We'll do some interviews every now and then. The goal is to hopefully laugh at times, to challenge ourselves at times, but also just to grow. But the biggest thing that we want to make sure that we're doing in Providence Coffee Talk is always having a good, wonderful cup of coffee. So each week, I hope to bring to you fun little coffee pairings and different things like that as well. Just for if you are a coffee drinker, man, God loves you so much. And if you are a non-coffee drinker, there's always a chance for you to turn your life over to Jesus. So with that in mind, we do want to just kind of a little bit talk about our goal of what's going to be going on here. But first, I'm going to grab a little sip of coffee and get right into it. So really, our goal here in all of this is to help talk about areas of our life, areas that come with change, areas that come with leadership, even things that we discuss in terms of our values and what we find to be very important in life. A lot of times these are areas and things that we just don't talk about. Many of us don't understand at times how to handle change, how to handle the transitions that really come with change. I think most of us are pretty okay with the idea of change, but it's the process of taking that change and moving from one thing to the next that really kind of gets at us and stresses us and brings us anxiety. And so even understanding how change in our Christian worldview and how in our life helps us better adapt to those things and also helps us to better understand those things, I think are going to be important for us to discuss in our time together. Also, one of the things that we're going to be looking at is leadership. Not many of us probably stand in front of a large group of people and begin the process of talking about what it means to be a leader or what it means to take a team or a group and lead them in a process. But each one of us at least has some sort of leadership that we bring to the table when it comes to our life in church. And we understand that throughout Scripture that we're all gifted in different ways. We all have different abilities. We all have different strengths, and God uses those things to kind of help us grow and to be a better representation of the hands and feet of the church. So one of the things that we want to do is help people understand their role in leadership and how God can use them. And even though we may not see these things being played out on a regular basis in our life, most of us at least have the opportunity to lead. We either lead in our homes or we lead in our jobs. We lead in our community or we lead in our church. And I think those values of leadership are biblical principles and biblical values that continue to carry over into multiple areas of our life. So our desire there is to just help bring those things to light and to bring some truths to that so that we can better understand how God has gifted us, how God has given us the ability to lead. And I think another aspect of that too is even understanding our work. Work is one of those things that can seem tedious at times, or it can be the thing that you found your niche, and that's the thing that you know God has given you, and you love it. But even the way that we work and the ability for us to work can be viewed as an act of worship to God. And working hard and being a productive part of society, being a productive member of society, but more than that, I think just allowing ourselves to understand that disciplining ourselves and allowing ourselves to have this time is a evidence of just the way that God has gifted us to serve and give of ourselves for the kingdom. And so when we view our work, even as worship, we see it not just from the mentality of trying to earn something so that you can pay for something else, but the reality of it is we see it as a valuable piece that allows us to better serve in our community and work in our community. And even in a way, we get to interact in people's lives. And I think that that's an important aspect too for us to understand that work is more than just doing something to earn something, but work is a way for us to engage the lives of people so that the kingdom of God can be spread. So I'm encouraged about things like that. Just seeing how those play out in our day-to-day life and talking about that. We're also going to spend some time in these podcasts talking about our values, what we believe to be true and why. And I think that's another big piece for us as believers is to always remind ourselves of what we hold valuable and what we hold dear. For me, I know personally, it's reminding myself that the treasures of this earth are not what I need to be focusing on, but rather it's the treasures that come from knowing God and placing my trust and my faith in Him and allowing His presence to be what I really am desiring and seeking. And so placing then my desires in the heavenly realms where God is, where Christ is, and still doing things here on earth, not just sitting back and kind of saying, well, you know, not going to worry about it, not going to do it, not going to handle this. But really, I think the aspect of it is to say, I want to make sure that in everything that I'm doing it for the goodness of God and for the glory of God and for the kingdom. And that works out in multiple areas. It works out in our community. It works out in our church community. It works out in our home. So again, all of these things kind of overlap in that. And then I think one of our other goals is to hopefully spend some time interviewing people that can give us some fresh insight and can give us some encouragement. It's one thing for me to sit here every week and say, hey, here's my thoughts. But it's another thing for me to sit across from somebody else and say, hey, tell me what God is doing in your life. Tell me how God is using your ministry. Tell me how God is leading you. And seeing evidence, not just of how God is in our church and in our community, but also how God is across our state and across our nation. So we're going to spend some time doing that. We have the ability to call people, to bring them into the conversation, to interview them. Even over the phone. And so I'm excited about that. And there may be a day I may come to you and say, hey, do you have some free time this week? And we may sit down and just have a good 15, 20 minute conversation and drink coffee. Or if you like tea, I guess I can make that happen. Or if you like Coke, we'll make that happen. But to just have that conversation one-on-one and talk about the good things that God does in our life and how we can continue to grow in that. So again, the goal and desire of this is just to help make sure that we're staying connected with one another, we're staying connected in our community, and also more importantly, that we are trying to engage every aspect of our life to remind ourselves of the centrality of God. With that, I know that many of you are going to have some topics that you would maybe like to talk about, or maybe you would like me to open up and discuss, maybe some things that you would like me to interact with. All you need to do is just email me. And you can email me at charles@pbcshawbro.com. And I'll do my best to kind of help navigate some of those things. Some of them may take a little bit longer than others just based on research and trying to find some things. But, you know, really right now, I think we just want to be able to have a bucket list of topics that our people want to talk about, that our people are excited about. And those are the things that we want to kind of bring to light. So as you're sitting there driving or as you're sitting there thinking, maybe as you've got your AirPods in and you're just kind of listening and doing your normal daily routine, maybe be thinking about, oh my gosh, I would really like this discussed, or hey, I have a question about what the Bible says in regards to this, or what do you feel, Charles, about da 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 da. So this is a good platform for that to happen. You can get to know me a little bit better in some things. You can get to know some other people a little bit better. But I think more importantly, we can address certain concerns that we do have about our world and our work and our church and just life and even family. We can spend some time talking about that and hopefully not just encouraging ourselves, but also encouraging one another. So with that, though, one of the first things I wanted to really talk about on this episode is a follow-up from our time together yesterday at church. And so we spent some time in Mark chapter 8 yesterday looking at Jesus doing more miracles where many people get fed, but yet still the lack of understanding that people have as it comes to faith in Christ. And this is kind of a symptom that we've seen throughout our world, really throughout the church, where we find that people are always struggling with their understanding of how to practice faith in Christ. Specifically, when we looked at Mark chapter 8, we recognized that one of the things that they were doing was they were asking Jesus for a sign, and not just kind of asking, they were kind of demanding it, and they really wanted to make sure that they were in the right, but they wanted to demand a sign from Jesus. And I found that to be so intriguing because, you know, as we talked about a little bit, one of the things is you see the impatience of Jesus as it relates to their lack of understanding. And you see the impatience of Christ in their ability to just figure out that, wait a minute, this guy really is who he says he is. And then it goes even further down to the disciples and reading their interactions and the way that they pulled from what they pulled from the interaction of feeding more people and still having leftover food is they only bring a little bit of food with them and they're worried about that. And yet they don't understand that even with them, where they're at, they have the bread of life with them. I think so many times in our lives as Christians, we get to this point where we want so much from Jesus and we'll say things and we'll pray things and we'll ask things. It's like, God, if you're real, if you could da, 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 da. And we begin to demand a miracle or a sign or an answer to prayer because then our faith is based on evidence and our faith is not just based on the pure realization of who Christ is, but it's really based on the evidence of what God can do in our life or what Christ can do in our life. And so we spend this enormous amount of time looking for a sign. You know, God, if you could just give me a sign, if you could just show me a sign, it's like when you're a kid or a teenager. And I remember being in school and you're sitting there and you're saying, God, man, if that girl really does like me, could you just like give me a sign? Like if it's time for me to ask her out. And so we ask for those things and we're kind of I don't want to say that we're brought up to ask for those things, but it's kind of like a nature thing for us to say, okay, Lord, if this is really true, like I need you to come through and da, 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 da. And this is essentially what's happening in this story is they're demanding these miracles from Jesus in order to, I think, justify their spiritual faith position. And part of it is there's this hesitancy to just have a deep faith that Christ is who he says he is. And I think for us, where we're at now, this stems from an entitlement culture that we've built within America. I've always said before that we are like the most drive-through Christians that I've ever seen, right? And when you go to a drive-through, like the goal of a drive-through is you drive up to the speaker, you make your order, and within a minute, you got your food and you're on your way. But even now, if you notice in our culture, there's the impatience of people because if you pull up, you'll see the drive-thru line wrapped around the building, right? Whereas before, it used to be kind of a convenience thing. Most people still wanted to go inside and eat. But if you were in a rush, you knew you could go through a drive-thru and get it done real quick. Now, the avoidance of people, people just want to go to the drive-thru. They want to skip everything and just be like, I'm not getting out of the car. And for us as kids, that's with kids, me and Melina, that's kind of one of the things that we do is we're like, okay, we're not getting all these kids out in the restaurant. We're just going to buzz through a drive-through real quick and we're going to get home. But I think the other thing that it's done too is it's caused a great amount of impatience in us where if I pull up and I see the line is long, I just want to go ahead and skip and avoid and go home because I feel like as a person, it is beneath me to wait, right? I remember pulling up to the Cane's there in Chesapeake because when we came from Texas, you know, there in Nacogdoches, we had a Cane's chicken and it was kind of a ritual for us weekly to at least go get some Cane's chicken and some queso. And you could dip the Cane's chicken in some queso. And it was probably the best thing ever. Shout out to our friends in Nacogdoches who know all about that story. But when we go to the Chesapeake, because it is new, we would look and that line would not only be in the drive-thru of Cane's, which was a double line kind of drive-thru, but it would be out into the main kind of side road in that shopping strip. and be super long. And I remember the kids would just want it so bad. I'm like, oh, I can't do this today. Because for me, it's the impatience. It's the desire to not want to wait for something. And in our culture today, I think especially in Christian culture, our desire is not to sit back and wait. Our desire is not to sit back and seek the Lord in those moments. But our desire is to want something and we want it now and we need it. And we're such a needy culture where we are constantly needing more and more and more. One of the things right now is everybody's in our economy. We need more money so we can get more things or we can at least sustain what we do have that we thought we needed. And so it's interesting to me that the more that we begin to look at this passage and the more that we begin to look more at why in the world would they demand something from Jesus? I think that we're no different in multiple ways. I think that we demand things from Christ on a regular basis. And he just says, can't you just simply have faith? Like, can't you just simply have faith that I'm going to work these things out? And then when we get stressed and anxious and worried about being sufficient and being sustained, we neglect to understand sometimes that we have the sufficiency with us at all times. You know, Christ being our ultimate sufficiency, Christ being the one being the ultimate sacrifice is the one that can sustain everything by his word and sustain everything by his power. And yet we sit back and are still unsatisfied. And this is what I feel like is one of the bigger struggles in our Christian world today. And one of the things I just want to encourage you about this week, as you're kind of throughout this week and you're doing different things this week, is we've kind of had like a 3-day weekend and we've been able to spend some time with family and maybe even just take a little vacation. Really the thing that I want to encourage you is this sufficiency aspect. Is Christ all sufficient to you? Could you go without everything else in your life so long as you had Jesus? And that's really the bigger piece for us that kind of narrows down where we're at as believers. I know that that's a chiseling process. It's not one of those things where I'm encouraging you just to take everything and walk away and say, well, let's just walk away from it all and we're just going to trust Christ to take care of us. I think there are moments where when people go through seasons and they have stress that enters their life, they have financial turmoil, they have family turmoil, they have even just church turmoil that happens. Sometimes it's the ability to step on the outside for a minute and go, okay, I need Christ to sustain me in these moments. I can't look to the church to sustain me. I can't look at my family to sustain me. I can't look at my job to sustain me or my income to sustain me, to be sufficient for me. But we have to step back and look at the bigger picture sometimes and say, am I really trusting Christ in these moments? Or am I putting the undue and unnecessary pressure on something else to satisfy my life? And I think that's a big piece to look at too. And so one of the things that this does though, is this changes a lot of our mentality and it changes a lot of the way that we do things. I think sometimes we rely on and we lean on certain things in our life to sustain us. And then when we're hit with, well, wait a second, I need Christ to sustain me, that causes us then to adopt certain changes in our life, changes that are needed, changes that are necessary, changes that are important. So one of the things that we're going to do over the next couple of weeks is we're going to spend some time talking about how to know that, number one, change is always going to be coming. I don't think that we live in a culture that says, you know what, we're good with just kind of staying here for like 10 or 12 years. But if you notice in America how fast that we move and how fast things change, we are now seeing generations that are born into a changing world and in a changing culture. And so it's important for us to understand that change is always coming. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. But how do we better handle the transitions that come with that? And how do we better handle the transitions that are there in the midst of that change? So one of the things that we're going to be doing over the next couple of weeks is simply that, talking about handling the transitions that come through change. And how do we do that as people when it comes to our family, when it comes to our jobs, when it comes to our church? How do we handle transitions? And also in there, we're going to be scheduling some time to have some interviews with people. So these are just things that are coming down the pipeline. But the biggest thing is that we desire more than anything else is to hear from you. And I say we, really it's me. Hopefully we'll have some people that can help host this with me later. But the truth is, we want to know from you. We want to know where your heart is. We want to know where God is leading you. Because I think there are some things that you may feel like, well, man, I don't really know if this is the platform that I can ask that question in my Sunday school class or in this Bible study or in this kind of friend group. Let me just encourage you. This platform here is the platform to ask that question. And so don't hesitate. Reach out again. Just charles@pbcshawbro.com. You can find it there. And I'll put the link in the description for this episode as well so that you can always be sending us your requests and kind of just your feedback. But for the biggest thing for us today is, let me just encourage you with this and then we'll close it out. As you begin to look at your week this week and as you begin to look at what's on your plate, especially if you're like me, you miss a day, your routine's thrown off, everything's kind of crazy. Let me just encourage you in this way. Ask yourself the question, am I allowing Jesus to be my all-sufficient sustenance, my all-sufficient Savior, my all-sufficient Christ today? There's a good chance that that question may not have popped up earlier in the day. And there's a good chance that you may not have started your day with that question. But you can, from this point forward, from hearing this, you can, from that point forward, say, wow, what can I do different today to allow Christ to be everything? And when things don't go my way, because they're not going to, let's be honest, they're never going to go our way 100% of the time. But when things don't go my way, am I allowing myself to rest in Christ and just the faith in Him? I promise you, when we rest in Him, we allow that faith to really motivate us and do, we'll be able to see the plans and see the things that He has for us. We'll be able to see how, even in the difficulties, how God still works out His goodwill for us. So Providence family, I'm excited about this time together. I hope that you are too. And like I said, next week, we're going to start talking about how do we handle the transitions of change in our life and how do we take those things and move forward. Also in the coming weeks, we'll be talking about how we've developed the purpose of our church and what that's going to look like moving forward as well for us. So just keep an eye out for those episodes coming up. And again, if you've got any topics, if you've got any people that you want to hear from, let me know. I'll work on scheduling those things out so we can have a great time. So, Providence family, hope it's going to be a good week, and I can't wait to hear from you soon.